Welcome to the Development Pod. I'm your host, Brendan Brown. This is my first in-person interview with Malik. Stay slick. Make sure to subscribe to his channel, and today we're just going to do an interview. So, what have you been doing?
I've been doing good. Like, first day back for spring break. I was in Florida the whole time. It was
What inspired you to do content creation?
I'm going to be honest. Like, I started doing YouTube back in, like, middle of 2018. So it was like, I always wanted to be a YouTuber. Like, I was inspired by the YouTubers. I used to watch Dan Tedium, Final Vision, Laserbeam, a bunch of content creators. So back when I was in fifth grade, like, I started off by blogging. I used to post daily. Like, I was really on my grind back then without even knowing it. So, like, I got tired of it at one point because I was really impatient, like an impatient young person, and I just quit. And then I got back into doing it recently. After watching these new people like Gideon, Tyson Ed, what's his name? Your age, all of them. I just wanted to do it again.
So you remind me of my story, because that's how I was too when I first did YouTube. Basically, I started doing it, then I just stopped because I thought it wasn't going to work for me. But now it is working for me. It's just slowly growing. So I think with doing YouTube and stuff, you have to just understand that it won't all come at one moment. It will just take a while. So there'll be some ups and downs, but you can still get through. But it just will take a while for you to grow. And it's in your own timing, because some people, it will take them months. Some people will take them days, weeks, years. So you have your own time to grow. Don't rush the process, because it will eventually grow.
Consistency is the key.
Yeah.
I got a bunch of inspirations. Like now, I want to do trolling stuff. I'm looking at the Gideon, Tyson, that. And like one of them, a bigger YouTuber. If I get like a million subs, I'm gonna start like expanding my content. I'm gonna start doing Twitch. Okay. That's gonna be like a little side quest for me.
Okay, so what you doing Twitch and stuff, that actually goes to my next question. What's some other stuff you wanna do? You know, what's some other stuff you wanna do outside of YouTube since you're doing Twitch?
Like content stuff or just like business stuff in general?
Anything in general, because like, you say you're doing Twitch, like you think of doing any more expansions in your future years, like anything with YouTube or expanding just outside?
I would be like, you know how you got like podcasts and interviews?
Yeah.
I do the same thing, but I want to get like different rappers, celebrities, like that would be interesting.
Okay. So what are some lessons you learned throughout your content creation, your journey that you're just starting?
I'm just, you know, a lot, like, again, like what I said earlier, consistency is the key. Like, just gotta stay consistent, just stay innovative.
Okay.
Like, be new ideas.
Okay.
And don't be afraid to try new stuff either.
Okay. And what advice can you give to somebody who wanna start their own YouTube channel?
Shoot, never give up. Don't listen to what other people say. Like, tune out all the negativity, listen to positive stuff. Like, there's times where I do wanna stop, but I just remember all the stuff people tell me. Like, they actually enjoy my stuff. Like, they say I'm funny. They say they can see me up there in the future.
And you are. I think you'll be a big comedian or YouTuber. Cause
yeah, like, I listen to stuff like that.
Yeah, because you do funny stuff. So I think you can really go into that field with comedians and things like that. So has YouTube been kind of stressful for you lately? I know you said at first it was, but...
Lately? No, I'm just been having fun, really.
That's good. That's
it just became more of a hobby. Like, I do this stuff even when the camera's not on, so that's really easy for me.
Do you think it's an investment for someone to at least try YouTube?
I mean, it depends. Like, matter of fact, I think anyone can try. Like, just find what you like doing. You can just record it. You can go viral, probably.
Yeah. You got any other stuff you want to say on the podcast? Any advice? Anything you just want to say?
Go mess with all those other podcasts and his YouTube channel.
What do you want your legacy to be?
Dude, 10 years, I would be like a goat. Like, I just want to be known as like someone like Corey Kenshin. Like, you know, he has a big legacy. Like, everyone looks back on him and goes like, oh, Corey Kenshin's my childhood. 10 years on, people like say, like, he was my childhood too.
So really, you want to do comedian content, but you also want to be a live streamer, like a gamer.
Like, okay. That's going to be like a side quest almost.
Okay, so when you do gaming, what are you planning on doing with that?
Gaming? You ever watch C-Day?
No, I've heard of him.
Yeah, for everyone that watched C-Day, like, I want to do videos like him. Like, his videos were just so funny, full of a bunch of editing, just gameplay videos. I liked it, honestly. Miss C-Day. Like, he doesn't post anymore.
Oh, okay.
Disappeared. He's like the avatar.
Well, thank you for coming on this show, Malik. I appreciate you for collabing. You're welcome to come on again. Guys, make sure to subscribe to Stay Slick. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast to stay notified for any new episodes, new videos. Thank you.